morning.
Good morning. 弟兄姐妹们平安。
Welcome to church.
欢迎大家来聚会。
So we had a little issue with the schedule. So if you're expecting Pastor Lee this morning, you got me.
今天我们两个顺序交换了一下。如果你以为是我讲到，那你今天就只能听他讲了。
So we've been on a different sermon series.
我们在这个一个系列中。
And we're still in the Old Testament.
我们还在旧约中。
But we're looking at the minor prophets.
我们在看小先知书。
Remember, the Old Testament is broken down into different sections.
你知道旧约是有分成好几个部分。
And if you've been reading with us, reading through the Bible in 2 years,
如果你在跟着我们两年的读经计划，
you know the first book is Genesis.
你知道第一本书是创世纪。
It's a book in the section of the law.
你知道那是那一个部分是律法部分。
There are 5 books written by Moses.
有摩西五经在里面。
And now we move into Joshua and Judges.
现在我们正在约书亚记和士师记。
These are called the history books.
这一部分叫做历史书。
And there are the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
然后我们有诗篇，有这个箴言和那个传道书。
They're called wisdom literature.
他们被称为智慧书。
So if you want to be wise, you need to read those.
如果你想变得有智慧，你应该读这些书。
And there are a big section of prophets.
然后有后面一大部分都是先知书。
Major and minor prophets.
大先知和小先知书。
We know all about the major prophets.
我们都很熟悉对大先知书
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
我们有以赛亚，有这个但以理，还有以西结等等。
But we're not so familiar with the 12 minor prophets.
但是我们对十二小先知书并不是很熟悉。
They're minor not because they're not important.
他们称为小先知，并不是说他们不重要。
All the writings in the book.The Bible are important.
所有在圣经里面的书都很重要。
Obviously, they're not minor because they're written by teenagers.
他们并不是说他们由未成年人所写的。
They're minor because they're shorter.
他们称为小先知书，因为他们比较短。
In ancient writings, all 12 books can be written on one scroll.
在所有的这个古代的抄录的书卷书，小先知书可以抄在一个羊皮卷上。
They're very important for our understanding of God and His relationship with His people.
对我们要理解神和他子民的关系是非常重要的。
Many messianic prophecies come from the minor prophets.
很多这个犹太旧约里面的预言都是从这些小先知书里面出来的。
Jesus quotes the minor prophets.
耶稣也常引用小先知书。
Other New Testament writers quote the minor prophets.
很多其他的这个新约的作者也引用小先知书。
But in order to understand the minor prophets,
如果要懂得小先知书，
we also need to have a very short history lesson.
我们需要先来看一看他的这个历史背景。
For most of us, the history of Old Testament stopped in the middle of 2 Samuel.
很多对我们很多人来说，我们以为旧约的历史就是在撒母耳记下就结束了。
We don't keep reading.
我们不再接着读了。
But there's a lot more.
其实还有很多。
Remember, David united the 12 tribes and established the monarchy.
我们知道大卫他统一了以色列，建立了独立的以色列国。
When he died, his son Solomon inherited the throne.
当他死了过后，他的儿子所罗门接了皇位。
When Solomon died, the kingdom broke into two.
当所罗门死后，这个国家分裂成两个部分。
The northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
是北边的以色列和南边的犹大国。
The northern capital is in Samaria. The southern capital is in Jerusalem.
北国的首都是撒玛利亚，南国的首都是耶路撒冷。
We really need to know these things.
我们需要知道这些。
The line of David is in the southern kingdom.
大卫的那个家族是在南国。
God's promise to David is in the southern kingdom.
神对大卫的应许是在南国里面继续。
almost all the kings in the northern kingdom and the majority of the kings in the southern kingdom were evil.
但是很多基本上所有北国的国王和南国有很多的这个王，他们都是邪恶的王。
So they suffer consequences.
所以他们不得不面对他们的自己的结果。
The northern kingdom was destroyed and the people scattered by the Assyrians.
北国是因为叙利亚的侵入让北国 被灭，人被掳。
The southern kingdom was destroyed and people taken to exile by the Babylonians.
南国是被巴比伦侵略，他们的人也被掳。
But as the prophet Isaiah foretold, God brought his people back after 70 years.
按照这个以赛亚的预言，七十年过后，神又把他们带回来了。
They rebuilt the city of Jerusalem, and then they rebuilt the temple.
他们重建了耶路撒冷城和圣殿。
But the post-exilic people did not have their own nation.
但是回归的人，他们并没有一个独立的国家。
First, they were under Persian rule.
首先，他们先被这个波斯人统治
，then Greek rule，
然后被这个希腊人统治
，then Roman rule，
然后被罗马人统治。
And that takes us to the beginning of the New Testament and the time of Jesus Christ.
接着就来到了新约的时候，耶稣基督降临了。
So that was a short history.
这是一个很短的这个历史。
There will be a test after this.
等一下我们会有考试。
So last time we discussed the book of Hosea.
上一次我们讲到了何西亚书。
Hosea was a prophet to the northern kingdom.
何西亚是北国的先知。
He wrote to the northern kingdom before it was completely destroyed.
他是在北国被灭之前向北国人发预言。
Hosea warned them to change their ways.
何西亚告诉他们他们要改变他们的生活。
To stop the idolatry.
要停止行淫
Stop the immoral practices.
停止做无道德的事
Stop the social injustice.
要在这个社会中实行公义
He invited them to come back to God.
要他们回转向神
But they didn't.
但是他们并没有听
And they will face their destruction.
结果他们就不得不被毁灭
In Hosea, God demonstrated the love of God.
在何西亚书里面，神展现了他的爱。
In Hebrew, this is the word chesed.
在希伯来文，这个爱被称为 chesed.
I know you all remember that word.
我想你们都记得这个字。
There will be a test.
等一下我们再考试。
It's God's covenantal love.
这是神守约的爱。
Hosea used his own life as a sermon illustration.
何西亚用他自己的生命来做了一个这个他自己信息的证实。
He married a prostitute named Gomer.
他和一个妓女结婚。
But Gomer left him, betrayed him.
妓女割灭离开了他，并且出卖了他。
She looked for comfort and protection from other men.
他想从其他男人身上得到安慰和保护。
But Hosea's love persisted.
但是何西亚对他的爱仍然坚持着。
God told Hosea to redeem her from bondage.
神告诉何西亚要把割灭再重新赎回来。
And restore their relationship.
重新建立他们的关系。
Likewise, God loved Israel.
正像神爱以色列一样。
When Israel turned back from God,
当以色列离开神的时候，
God wanted them back.
神希望他们回转。
God never gave up.
神从来没有放弃。
And God provided a way.
神给他们预备了道路。
To all of us who have turned away from God, God has provided a way to come back.
对我们所有离开神的人，神都为我们预备了回归的道路。
There is a way to be right with God again.
神预备了让我们能够重新跟他建立正确关系的方法。
And that is through Jesus Christ.
就是通过耶稣基督。
Today we move to the next book of the minor prophets.
今天我们要讲小先知书的下一本。
It's the prophet Joel.
是约珥书。
Joel is next in the traditional order.
在这个顺序中，约珥书是第二本。
But not chronological order.
但并不是按时间顺序排列。
We'll see that in a moment.
我们等一下会看见。
Most of us know a little bit about Joel.
我想我们大部分人可能知道一点这个约珥书。
Because both Peter and Paul refer to Joel.
因为彼得和这个保罗都有引用约珥书。
Recall in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
在使徒行传第二章讲到了五旬节。
Peter had gathered a group of Jewish believers.
彼得和一群门徒们在一起。
He was about to start.
他正要开始。
The Holy Spirit descended upon the congregation.
这个圣灵就从天而降。
And look what it says in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章记载了。
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
The people around the congregation were amazed.
在当时聚集的人，他们非常的惊讶。
They didn't know what to make of it.
他们并不知道发生什么事。
In fact, some accused believers to be drunk.
甚至有些人认为是这些门徒们喝醉了。
So Acts 2 tells us what happened next.
在这个使徒行传里面告诉我们之后发生了什么事。
In verse 14, we read that Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I have to say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose.It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what is spoken by the prophet Joel.
这个使徒行传继续记载说，彼得和十一个门徒们站，使徒站起，高声说：犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到几初，这正是先知约珥所说的。
And then Peter proceeded to quote Joel chapter 2.
然后彼得就开始引用了这个约珥书里的一段经文。
He assumed his congregation know about Joel.
彼得假设是他所有的听众都知道约珥书。
So if you know Joel, you will have a lot more appreciation of Peter.
如果你明白约珥书，你就会更明白彼得所说的话。
According to Peter, what happened on that day was predicted by Joel.
对于彼得来说，那天所发生的事正是约珥先知所预言的。
Likewise, Paul quoted Joel in Romans chapter 10.
同样的，保罗在罗马书也引用了约珥书。
Verse 12 says, For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
犹太人和希尼尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也是后代一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
This is what we read this morning not long ago.
这就是我们今天早上读到的那一段里面的。
This is an extended section in Romans.
这是在这个罗马书里面引用的。
Paul tried to make a distinction between the Jews and Gentiles.
在罗马书里面保罗想区分这个犹太人和希尼尼人。
But his emphasis that even though they were different,
他在强调虽然他们不样子不同。
Salvation came to those who believed.
但是对于所有信的人都能得救。
Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
所有呼求神的名的人。
In other words, salvation would come not through fulfillment of the law.
我们看到得救并不是因为成就了律法
but through faith.
而是因着信心。
But you may think about Joel.
你可能想到这个约珥书。
You may think of the plague of locusts, which is vividly described.
你可能会想到蝗虫虫灾。
Remember back in Exodus.
记得在这个出埃及记。
The plague of locusts was the 8th plague.
这个蝗灾是第八灾。
It's one of the 10 plagues that God inflicted on Pharaoh.
在这个神在埃及所降的十灾之中。
Let my people go, God said.
神对他们说，让我的子民离开。
And later we will read about again in Revelation chapter 9.
后来我们在这个启示录第九章又读到了。
It will be the 5th trumpet judgment.
当第五号吹响的时候。
Well, I have no personal experience with locusts.
我自己并没有看过蝗虫。
Has anyone met locusts?
有没有人看过蝗虫？
Yes, maybe, yeah, yeah. This is what it looks like.
这就是蝗虫的样子。
Joe describes them as kind of looking like grasshoppers.
这个约尔说，可能看上去像一个这个蚂蚱。
They have heads of horses, teeth like lion.
他们有这个马的头，有这个狮子的牙齿。
But the most devastating fact is that they have a voracious appetite.
最大的问题就是他们的胃口巨大。
They eat everything in sight.
他们看到的东西他们都吃掉。
Every living plant.
所有活着的这个植物。
Every part of every plant.
植物的所有部分。
Even the bark of trees.
甚至连树皮。
Last year, there was a huge locust swarm in East Africa.
去年在这个东非有很大的蝗虫虫灾。
When they come, it's like a huge cloud coming.
当他们来的时候，像一团云来了。
They can blot out the sun.
他们会遮住太阳。
You'll be in total darkness in the middle of the day.
会在一天中间突然变得黑暗了。
In one swarm, there could be hundreds of billions of locusts.
在一个虫灾的团体中，有成千上万的虫。
East Africa swarm covered 2,400 square kilometer.
这个虫灾，在去年的虫灾有2400公里的平方公里的这个范围。
I don't know how they count this, but apparently they can eat in one day as much food as 8 million people.
他们吃一天所吃的东西可以喂饱800万人。
8 million people is more than the size of Los Angeles or Taipei.
800万人是比这个洛杉矶或者台北的这个人口更多。
But if you count New Taipei, that's about 8 million.
如果你在这个新的台北这个区域来算，那就是差不多800多万人。
So think about that for a second, how much they eat.
所以我们可以想想他们能吃多少。
So when they come, that's it, you lost everything.
所以当蝗虫来的时候，你会失去所有。
They're not picky.
他们并不挑嘴。
They eat everything.
他们所有东西都吃。
And when they're gone, you have a white desert.
当他们离开的时候，你只剩下沙漠一片。
A wasteland.
一个废墟的地。
Unless you think this is just an African issue.
如果你想，你以为这只是在这个非洲发生。
Last year there was locust plague in southwest China in Yunnan province.
去年在中国的云南也发生了蝗灾。
Apparently, the Asian locust is different. It's called the yellow-spined bamboo locust.
这个亚洲的蝗虫不一样，它们被称为黄脊竹蝗。
See, we have such poetic names.
我们看我们的这个名字多好听。
But they destroy just the same.
但是它们仍然是这个毁灭所有的东西。
So when we start the book of Joel, we have this terrifying plague of locusts.
所以在约珥书的开始，他就描写了这个非常可怕的蝗虫虫灾。
That's why some people say.
所以有些人说。
The prophecy of Hosea reveals the heart of God.
说这个何西雅书是讲到了神的心。
But the prophecy of Joel reveals the hand of God.
约珥书讲到了神的手。
You can think of Hosea as focusing on the mercy and love of God.
当你看何西亚书的时候，看他专注于神的爱和神的怜悯。
But Joel is going to focus on justice and judgment.
但是在约珥书会专注在神的公义和审判。
Regardless, all is going to lead to this one day.
不管这个蝗虫一天能吃这么多的东西。
It's all going to lead to a culminating event known as the Day of the Lord.
他所引导的就是约珥想告诉我们的关于耶和华的日子。
And this is the day of the Lord as depicted by an artist last century.
这是上一个世纪这个艺术家画家所画出来的关于耶和华的日子。
It's a terrifying day.
是一个非常可怕的日子。
Joel told us about it in chapter 1 verse 15.
这个约珥在第一章第十五节讲到了。
He's going to refer to it both event in his day as well as a future event.
他指的是他们当时的情形和将来会发生的事情。
It's a great and dreadful day.
这是一个非常大又可怕的日子。
No other writers in the Bible refers more to the day of the Lord than Joel.
其他的圣经作者都没有像约珥这么讲了这么多关于耶和华的日子。
What is the day of the Lord?
到底什么是耶和华的日子？
We have a little clue from Acts chapter 17.
我们从这个使徒行传第十七章，我们可以看到一点线索。
Acts 17 says, "For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead."
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
So what does it say?
这在说什么？
God has set a day.
神他设立了一个日子。
He will judge the world.
他会审判天下。
He will judge the world by the man he has appointed.
他要用这个他所拣选的人来审判这个世界。
That man God raised from the dead.
那个人是神从死里复活的。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他就是耶稣基督。
So this day of the Lord will be good news to some and bad news to others.
所以耶和华的日子对一些人来说是好消息，对一些人来说是坏消息。
And that depends on which side you're on.
那主要是看说你到底是属于什么样的人。
It may be a good day, it may be a bad day.
可能是一个好日子，可能是一个坏日子。
The day of the Lord is not a 24-hour day.
这个耶和华的日子不是24小时的一个日子。
It refers to a whole period of time.
它是指一段时间。
You see, Satan has had his day.
我们知道说撒旦有他自己的日子。
Man had his day.
人有人的日子。
One day, God will have his day.
有一天神要有他的日子。
It will be the day of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的再来。
God will have his say and he will come to put things right.
神会作王并且把所有事情都矫正过来。
So let's get into the book of Joel more.
让我们再继续看约珥书。
Joel chapter 1 verse 1 says, the word of the Lord came to Joel, son of Pethuel.
约珥书第一章说到耶和华的话临到比图尔的儿子约珥。
So we know Joel is a prophet because the word of God came to him.
我们知道约珥是先知，因为神的话临到他。
But that's all we know about Joel.
但是我们只知道约珥这么多。
He doesn't talk about other people of his contemporaries.
他并没有提到他童年的其他人。
But we can say he focused on the southern kingdom.
我们可以说他也在对这个南国说话。
Biblical scholars believe Joel wrote his book around 830 BC.
圣经学者认为约珥书是写在主前830年左右。
There's an interesting reason for this.
那是一个非常 有趣的这个论点。
Because Joel talks about priests and elders, but he doesn't talk about a king.
因为在约珥书里面，他讲到了祭司和长老，他并没有讲到王。
There was only one time in the history of Judah there was no king.
对于南国来说，只有一段时间他们没有王。
There was a queen, but no king.
当时他们只有皇后没有王。
It was during the time of Queen Atalia.
这是在这个亚他利亚的皇后掌管的时期。
Remember, Atalia is the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel.
亚他利亚是亚哈和耶洗别的女儿。
You remember Jezebel?
你们记得耶洗别吗？
She was pretty evil.
她是一个非常恶毒的女人。
So you can imagine Atalia was not a very good queen.
你可以想象亚他利亚也不是一个很好的皇后。
Atalia was married to King Jehoram in the southern kingdom.
这个亚他利亚和这个南国的这个王结了婚。
So she was queen.
她成了这个王后。
When Jehoram died, Ahaziah became king, so Atalia became the queen mother.
当这个约斯，当约阿斯，不是约阿斯，太多人名了。当亚哈谢死了过后，这个亚他利亚就成了这个王后，
太后。
太后。
So when Ahaziah died, she seized the throne.
当这个亚哈谢死了过后，他就掌了权。
She killed all of her grandsons.
他把他所有的孙子都杀死了。
Everyone who had claim to the throne.
所有可能会继承王位的，他都杀死。
So God's promise to David was about to be interrupted.
这个对神对大卫家的应许被威胁了。
But God had a way.
但是神有方法。
The high priest hid a little baby boy, Joash, in the temple.
那个大祭司他把这个他们家最小的儿子约阿斯藏在了圣殿里。
He hid Joash there for 6 years until he was 7.
他把这个约阿斯藏了六年。
So he finally took Joash out of hiding, hailed him as the king.
最后他把这个约阿斯从圣殿里领出来，立他为王。
And had Ataliah arrested and executed.
这个把亚他利亚抓起来，并且杀掉了。
砍头了。All this was written in 2 Kings.
这些所有的都记载在这个列王记下。
See, Linda likes to watch soap opera about the Qing dynasty.
我比较喜欢看清朝的宫廷剧。
Lots of intrigues, murders, betrayals.
很多的阴谋，很多的谋杀。
The Bible is just as exciting.
圣经也是如此的精彩。
This is important to know because Job described this plague.
这对约珥来说，这是非常重要的。这是因为他要来讲这个蝗虫的这虫灾。
But Job doesn't say why.
约珥并没有说为什么。
We can only presume it's because of this period of time.
我们只能来猜测，可能是这一段时间。
When Judah had no king and had a queen.
当犹大没有王，只有王后的时候。
It was not God's way.
这不是神的意思。
Job said, this is God's judgment on you.
约珥说，这是神对你们的审判。
In verse 2 and 3, he said, hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation.
老年人啊，当听我的话，国中的居民啊，你们当侧耳听。在你们的日子或你们列祖的日子，曾有这样的事吗？你们要将这事传于子，子传于孙，孙传于后代。
Joe asked this rhetorical question.
这个约珥问了他们一个问题。
Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen anything so terrible?
你们曾经见过这么可怕的事吗？
And he proceeded to describe this in the rest of the chapter.
然后他在这一章的后面来描述什么是这可怕的事。
Everything was gone.
所有的东西都没有了。
The economy was in a standstill.
这个经济已经停止不前了。
Joe said, God did this to you.
约珥说，这是神向你们做的。
The Israelites should not have been surprised.
对于以色列人来说，他们并不应该惊讶。
They should have read the book of Moses.
他们在应该读过摩西五经里面讲到的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28, Moses warned them.
在这个生命记第二十八章，摩西有曾经警告过他们。
Moses said, if you follow God, you'll be blessed. But if you don't, if you do not obey the Lord your God,and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you.
你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅都必追随你，临到你身上。
What are some examples?
你希望要有什么样的这个例子吗？
Verse 38 says, you will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little.Because the locusts would devour it.
28章接着说，你带到田间的种子虽多，收进来的却少，因为被蝗虫吃了。
In verse 42, swarms of locusts would take over all your trees and the crops of your land.
42节，你所有的树木和你地里的出产必被蝗虫所吃。
Joe said the reason for the locusts is because you did not follow God.
约珥说，这个有虫灾的原因是你们没有跟随神。
The root of your problem is your sin.
你们的问题的根源就是你们的罪。
We may consider this ourselves.
我们可以想想我们自己。
Have we experienced such a thing in our lives?
我们在自己的生活中有没有这样的经历？
That we need to tell our children and pass on to the next generation?
我们想告诉我们的孩子，并且让他们传下去。
Of course we have. We have a pandemic.
我想我们有，就像现在的这个疫情。
This pandemic has not been seen in this magnitude for almost a century.
这个疫情，这么巨大的疫情，几乎有100多年的时间没见过。
We are told we don't need to wear masks anymore if we are vaccinated.
我们现在被告知说，如果我们打了疫苗，就不用戴口罩了。
But most part of the world, they're not vaccinated. The epidemic rages on.
但是我们知道，世界的其他很多国家，他们并没有打疫苗，而且疫情非常的严重。
Joe says the locust plague was God's judgment.
约尔说，这个蝗灾是神的审判。
Do you think the COVID virus is God's judgment?
你认为这个这个新冠是疫情是神的审判吗？
What have we done wrong?
我们到底做错了什么？
Have we allowed a murderous queen to sit on the throne?
我们也让这个犯了谋杀的皇后做了这个做了王吗？
I don't know. I'm asking a rhetorical question.
我不知道，我只是想来问问你们。
Don't raise your hand.
不需要举手回答。
I don't know if this is God's judgment.
我并不知道这是不是神的审判。
But I know it's God's mercy.
但是我知道这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
这是神的怜悯。
All of us in this room, we have been spared.
所有坐在这里的人，我们都没有在这个疫情中。
There's no other way to look at it.
这是另一个方向来看，我们并没有在疫情中受损。
If God wants to wipe us out, it will happen in an instant.
如果神想让我们死去，他很快就可以做到。
If God wants us to wipe us out, he has plenty of reasons.
如果神想把我们从地上抹去，他有很多的原因可以做。
I don't know if every disaster, every calamity is God's judgment.
我不知道所有的，是不是所有的灾难都是神的这个审判。
But I know every disaster, every catastrophe is a reminder.
我知道所有的灾难，所有的困难都是一个提醒。
A reminder of the sin in this world.
提醒我们这个世界上有罪。
A reminder, this world is not the way it's supposed to be.
提醒我们这个世界并不是它应该有的样子。
A reminder of God's control and His sovereignty.
提醒我们神他仍在作王。
A reminder that we must make a decision.For God or against God.
提醒我们，我们是要归向神，还是要与神作对？
God wants to see where we are before it's too late.
神要我们看见我们目前的光景，不要等到太晚。
He wants to get our attention.
他要引起我们的注意力。
He wants to wake us up.
他希望把我们摇醒。
But some of us are not awake. We are drunk.
我们很多人并没有清醒，我们还在醉酒。
See what Joel says in verse 5, Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips.
约珥书一章五节说，酒醉的人啊，要清醒哭泣，好酒的人啊，都要为甜酒哀嚎，因为从你们的口中断绝了。
See, we're not awake, we're drunk.
看到没有，我们并不是很清醒，我们醉酒了。
And Joel calls for repentance.
约珥书里面他要呼召我们悔改。
Verse 14, he says, Summon the elders and all those who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cried out to the Lord.
你们要分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，召聚长老和国中的一切居民到耶和华你们神的殿，向耶和华哀求。
But the people do not repent.
但是当时的人并没有悔改。
So Joel goes on to chapter 2.
所以约珥在第二章里讲到。
He says, something will happen in the future.
他说在将来还有事情会发生。
You will experience a great invasion.
你会经历被侵略。
It may look like a locust swarm, but this time it's a great army.
可能会像蝗灾一样，但是这一次是一个大的军队。
Look what he says in chapter 2. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes. such as never was in ancient times, nor ever would be in ages to come.
那日是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭，又一对有一对蝗虫又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也没有。
A great army is coming, soldiers marching into the land.
一个大的、强大的军队要来，他们在行走在这个以色列的土地上。
Again, biblical scholars differ on what exactly this is going to be.
圣经学者对这个军队是谁有不同的看法。
Could it be the Assyrians?
可能是叙利亚。
Could it be the Babylonians?
可能是巴比伦。
Or maybe even the final battle of Armageddon.
也可能是最后的哈米基多顿大战。
It doesn't matter.
这不要紧。
Joe says the second disaster will come in the future.
这个约珥说，就是在将来还会有一个更大的灾难。
The disaster comes from God.
这个从神而来的灾难。
But it is God who can save you from it.
只有神才能救你从这个灾难中。
After the first disaster, Joe calls for repentance.
当第一个这个灾难过后，约珥告诉人要悔改。
Now, so he says it's the second disaster.
现在他说这个第二个灾难要来。
And he calls for repentance again.
他再叫我们悔改。
He says here, and we read this just now, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
It's interesting what God says here.
你看神说的这个话。
Rend your heart, not your garment.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
Tearing your clothes is an ancient Jewish tradition.
撕裂衣服是古代犹太人的习惯。
It's associated with mourning, grief, and loss.
当他们经历这个悲伤哀痛的时候。
When Jacob learned that his favorite son Joseph died.
当雅各知道他的这个很最喜爱的儿子约瑟死的时候。
He tore his clothes.
他撕裂衣服。
And mourned for many days.
他忧伤了很多天。
Now, I'm wearing a suit here.
我现在穿的是一个西装。
I'm not going to demonstrate how to tear the clothes.
我不会像告诉你们说这个怎么来撕裂衣服。
I'm probably not strong enough to do it anyways.
我也撕不动这个衣服。
Joe says is forget about the external display of mourning.
但是约珥说不要只在外表表现你们的忧伤。
True repentance requires an internal change.
一个真正的这个悔改是会有里面的改变。
Rend your heart, not your garments.
撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣裳。
Joe says, even now, even in the last hour, there is time.
约珥说，虽然就到现在，虽然在最后的时刻，你还是有时间悔改。
God is gracious and compassionate.
神是有恩典、有慈爱的。
God is looking for genuine brokenness.
神在寻找那些真正愿意悔改的。
Look what the psalmist said in 51.
诗篇51篇讲到。
He said, My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Paul says the same in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗在哥林多后书第七章也说到同样的话。
Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation.And leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
We are good at rending our garments.
我们非常会发明这个衣服。
Changing on the outside and no change on the inside.
我们只会把这个外面的衣服换掉，里面却没有改变。
Paul says that's worldly sorrow.
保罗说这是世俗的忧愁
and leads to death.
这个世俗的忧愁会叫人死。
We come to God and we say, I'm sorry.
我们到神面前来说我们非常抱歉。
I'm really sorry.
我们非常的后悔。
I'm sick, I'm broke, I've hurt someone I love.
我这个行得非常不好，我伤害了爱我的人，我爱的人。
God, please make things better.
神可以让事情变好。
I promise I will never do that again.
我向神保证说我以后不再犯了。
But if these just come from your mouth,
如果这些话只是从你口中而出，
and your heart has not changed,
你的心并没有改变。
I guarantee you will do it again.
我保证你一定会再犯。
Believe me, I have done that.
相信我，我也做过。
Joel says, "Have you changed your heart?"
约尔说，你有没有改变你的心？
You see, you can't have a new heart until you rip out the old one.
你没有办法有一个新的心，除非你把这个旧的心肠撕裂。
When we do a heart transplant, we have to remove the old one.
当我们做这个心脏移植的时候，先要把这个旧的心拿出来。
Take out the one that doesn't work.
把这个不工作的心拿出来。
Before we put in a new one.
然后再把这个新的放进去。
So you had a locust plague. They destroyed everything.
我们看到了蝗虫虫灾，它毁灭了所有的东西。
But there will be another devastation.
但是还会有一个更大的灾难。
An army that's stronger than the locusts.
一个比蝗虫更强大的军队。
You have a choice to repent.
但是你有选择，一个可以选择悔改。
And the day of the Lord will come.
然后这个耶和华的日子会到来。
Joel says in chapter 2, verse 28, And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions.Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
And this is what Peter cited in Acts chapter 2.
这就是在这个使徒行传第二章彼得所这个所引用的。
He says,This is a fulfillment of Joel.
他说这就是约珥预言的成就。
Notice what it says.
你看他这里讲到。
God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
神说我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
But that's not every person on earth.
并不是指地球上所有的人。
A better translation should be all kinds of people.
这个更好的翻译是所有不同的人。
God will pour out His Spirit not just on a small group of people.
神不是只是选择一小组的人。
There will be sons and daughters.
那里会有儿子和女儿。
Old men and young men.
老年人、少年人。
Even servants.
甚至是仆人。
In other words, regardless of sex, age, or social status.
神说他无论是你的性别、你的工作，都不要紧。
This is also a fulfillment of what Jesus said.
这就是耶稣基督所这个实现的。
Jesus promised in John 14, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither seeks him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
So the Spirit is not for everyone.
这个灵并不是要给所有人。
And Joel chapter 2 was not completely fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
约珥书第二章并不是在五旬节就完全实现了。
We have not seen the end times.
我们还没有看到最后的日子。
The rapture, the tribulation, Armageddon, and the millennial reign.
这个被提，这个哈米基多顿大战，还有很多末世的事情。
But it ushered in the end times.
但是它是让我引把我们引进了这个末期的日子。
In other words, we are now in the last days.
换句话说，我们现在就在末世。
Joel's prophecy came true over 2,000 years ago.
约珥的预言在2000年前就开始实现了。
We've been living in the last days for 2,000 years.
我们在这个末期的日子已经有2000年了。
The next event is the return of Jesus Christ.
下一桩事就是应该是耶稣基督的回归，再次降临了。
And Joe goes on to say, in the end times, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
约珥书第二章讲到，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为雪，这都是在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前。到那时候，凡求告耶和华名的，就必得救。
The moon can turn to blood.
我们说这个月亮会变为雪。
Pretty scary.
好像很可怕。
Again, this is not universal salvation.
这并不是一个全人类的这个救赎。
Only those who call on the Lord with repentance.
只有那些求告耶和华名的人，愿意悔改的人。
Only those who rend their hearts and not those who rend their garments.
就是那些不是只撕裂心衣裳，愿意撕裂心肠的人。
Only those who be saved.
只有他们可以被神所救。
And we know this because we read what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7.
我们知道这个，因为主耶稣在马太福音七章里讲到。
Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, the day of the Lord, 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 did we not prophesy in your name? In your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
来称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Joe was speaking to Israel, God's people.
约珥现在是向以色列人神的子民发预言。
The judgment will happen to God's people.
告诉他们说，神要审判他的子民。
Are we God's people?
我们是神的子民吗？
Is this going to happen to us, people in the church?
对我们信主的人，这会发生吗？
Joe's answer is a most definite yes.
我们看到约珥的答案是会发生。
These walls are not going to protect you.
这些教会的墙并不能保护你。
The only thing that will protect you is your relationship with Jesus Christ.
唯一能保护你的是你和耶稣基督的关系。
You see, the day of the Lord might not be good news for everyone.
我们看到耶和华大而可畏的日子并不是对每个人来说是好消息。
God is absolutely just.
神是一个公义的神。
Sin in God's people is just as serious as sin outside of God's people.
属神的人的罪和不认识神的人的罪是同样可怕的。
The prophets had to correct this idea in Israel.
这个先知是向以色列人解释一件事。
Israel thought they were descendants of Abraham.
以色列人认为他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
God's going to judge everybody else, but not us.
他们认为神会审判所有其他人，但不会是他们。
We're going to be okay.
他们会不必忧虑。
Joe was the first prophet to tell them, it may not be okay.
约珥是第一个先知告诉以色列人说，你们不是会没有关系。
Many of us here have encountered calamity.
我们很多坐在这里的人也经历了一些灾难。
We face the locust swarms of our lives.
我们可能在生命中正在面对我们生命中的蝗灾。
Relationally, financially, physically, spiritually.
人与人的关系，经济上与其他人的关系。
You're facing a weight of oppressiveness.
你可能正面临了一个非常受压迫的局势。
Your life is a desert wasteland.
你的生命可能像这个沙漠里的荒地。
Joe tells us it's a reminder to wake up.
约珥告诉我们，这是。一个神的提醒。
There are even greater calamities coming down the road.
神要我们清醒，因为还有更大的灾难会到来。
You need to deal with the issues of sin in your life.
你需要面对你生命中的罪。
God will have his day.
神会有审判。
But God does not sit in the heavenly realm.
神并不是坐在这个天上。
Thinking, how can I punish these people?
在想说，让我怎么来惩罚这些人。
How can I destroy these people?
怎么来毁灭这些人。
In fact, Ezekiel 33 tells us otherwise.
在这个以西结书里面告诉我们是另外一个情形。
God says, As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, people of Israel?
你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家，你们转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？
In the beginning, I said Hosea is about the heart of God.
我们开始的时候提到何西亚书是在讲神的心。
Joel is about the hand of God.
这个约珥书是在讲神的手。
True enough.
我们现在可以看到是很真实的。
God will have his day.
神会有他的日子。
The day of the Lord will surely come.
耶和华的日子一定会到来。
But for all the devastations Joel describes,
对这个约珥书里面提到的所有的灾难，
He's quite clear this is not a done deal.
他非常清楚地告诉我们这不是一定会发生。
We can choose death or we can choose life.
我们可以选择生存或者死亡。
In fact, entire chapter 3 of Joel that we did not talk about.
在这个约珥书第三章我们没有讲到。
Deals with the future restoration of Israel.
讲到了这个以色列的回归重建。
We have calamities in our lives and we want God to solve our problems.
当我们在生命中遇到灾难的时候，我们希望神来解决我们的问题。
Joel says, wake up.
约珥书说：“你们醒来。”
Joel says, "You thought this was bad. Something's going to be worse."
约珥书说：“你们认为现在都已经很困难了。”他说：“还会有更大的灾难发生。”
But you can be saved.
但是你可以被救。
But only if you rend your heart, not your garments.
只要你愿意撕裂心肠，而不只是撕裂衣裳。
If you truly repent and call on the name of the Lord.
如果你愿意真正的悔改，求告神的名。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and that we're able to study the word from the prophet Joel, what you spoke through him. Help us understand the difficulties, the calamities in our lives are but reminders of who you are and your ultimate love and mercy for us if we repent and if we call on your name.We thank you. We ask you for the strength to do what you say. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.